Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Tracy, mind the dust sheet.
Flippin' thing.
I've only just put it down.
Can you paint somewhere else?
What, just so you can walk to the bathroom without picking your feet up?
It's a safety hazard.
Not if you look where you're going. Anyway, the landing's all I've got left to do. What are you doing here, anyway?
What?
I thought you were at ours.
Well, no, I stopped here last night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I got a call from my friend, Marlene.
Oh, yeah?
She got a bit mad with her fella and trashed his fishing gear.
What?
And he'd thrown her out.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Well, no, she only did it because he weren't really going fishing. He was seeing this slapper from the tanning salon.
Really?
So, with my room being pretty well ready, she came round here. For a bit of TLC.
Oh, is that the name of a cocktail?
No.
Took a few drinks, did it?
She was upset.
Right.
So I crashed here.
That's why Susan put Brad and Chelsea to bed then.
I texted her. Did you see him before you left this morning?
Oh, yeah.
All right, were they?
Yes, of course. Susan's looking after them.
Oh, she's good.
And she couldn't go to church.
Won't hurt once in a while?
No. I had a quick look in their room.
Oh, you don't want to do that. Not if you've eaten.
Not there. Here. The one they're going to move into. You haven't got very far with it, have you?
We moved the furniture.
I thought you'd have half of it painted by now.
I was going to. Then Marlene phoned.
So are you going to crack on with it then? Now you're here, if Susan doesn't mind.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
Probably?
I mean, of course. After I've had a coffee. And a fag.
That sounds very interesting.
Well, they're crying out for more British produce, Pat.
Quite right, too. The amount we import's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh, here they are now, look.
Just as well you'd got a spare shackle link as well.
Yeah. That hole had gone really oval, hadn't it?
Hello, you two.
Oh, hi, David.
Hi.
You sorted your trailer out?
Yeah, yeah. It was only a new spring.
Oh.
Thanks, Tom.
No problem.
David's just been telling me about an interesting NFU initiative.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've been thinking about how you need to get new markets for your products. So I thought you might be interested in a drive that the local branches have got on. We're trying to get more seasonal fruit and veg into the wholesale markets, like Felpersham.
Well, it's just the sort of thing we'd want to be involved with.
That's what I was saying. We need to break down this idea that you've got to have everything available all year round.
Yeah, the trouble is people don't know what seasonal means anymore. They've lost all connection with it, thanks to the supermarkets.
Yeah.
But if we can promote the idea that it's better to have a break from things, then when you come back to them, you enjoy them all the more.
And they're better quality because they haven't been stored for months or grown on the other side of the world.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. Well, that's the sort of message that we're trying to get across. So I've jotted down a few contacts. Sorry?
My hands are a bit dirty.
Oh, sorry.
No, I'll take it, shall I? Yeah, we're very grateful for you thinking about us, aren't we, love?
Oh, yes. Thank you, David.
You're very welcome. Right, well, I better get on. Unless, Tony, do you fancy a beer before lunch?
Well, aren't you busy with lambing?
Well, it's just building up at the moment. We'll probably be full on by the middle of the week, but Pip's holding the fort right now.
Oh, Pip. Right, it's her birthday on Friday, isn't it?
19th, yeah.
I haven't got her a card yet, but I will, I promise.
Oh, great. So, Tony, fancy a swift one?
I've got stuff to do, really, and there's a tree come down in Kingcups.
Oh, go on, love. I'm sure half an hour won't hurt.
Yeah, go on, Dad. Here, give me the jack. I'll put everything away.
You know it makes sense.
All right, then.
Good man.
Put the change in the charity box, will you? Ta.
Hi, Neil.
Oh, afternoon, James.
Afternoon.
Pint of Shires, is it, Tony?
Please.
Two Shires when you're ready. Fallon, please. How's it going there, Neil? Still painting, I see.
Where do you know that?
You've got some on your forehead.
Oh,
damn it. Got it all off me hands.
Well, it's not much. Oh.
Well, I'll be glad to be finished, I can tell you.
Well, you've put in a huge amount of work.
Yeah, well, it's not just that. Susan's family are either trying to help and messing things up or saying they'll do something and then not getting on with it.
Is this Gary?
And Bert. No. And Tracy. Ooh. She's meant to be decorating Bert and Ivy's old room. That's where the kids are going. But when I left, she was still in yesterday's clothes looking for headache tablets.
Oh, dear.
Still, once I finish the landing, I'm out of there.
Great. Have you come over for your lunch?
Oh, no. We're having a late dinner at home.
Oh.
I've just got a meeting with Jim.
Oh, right. Parish council business.
Yeah, got it in one.
Rather you than me. Hey, Tony.
Hmm? Oh, yes.
You're well out of it. Still, at least we should have some fun on Tuesday.
Fun?
The Jubilee's on the agenda.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'll make a change from the usual.
Yeah. Although there's plenty of usual as well. See you later, then.
Could you tell Dad I've put the jack and the toolbox back in the workshop?
Of course. And thank you, Tom.
What for?
Helping him with that job.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, I know he appreciated it.
Well, like Helen said.
What?
Oh, nothing. Just, you know, sometimes you can forget the strain he's been under.
Yeah. I'm glad he went to the pub.
Yeah, he could do with it.
Nice cheerful chat with David. Just what he needs.
So, still a bit bleak then?
Oh, it's a never-ending struggle, David. Well, the time was I'd be in the parlour and I'd be thinking, every litre that goes in that bulk tank, we're getting a damn good price for.
With the organic premium?
Yeah, and the stuff we kept back, Pat was turning into products that people wanted, that we could be proud of.
Well, that's still true.
Well, after we've had to hide our real identity behind a new brand name.
Well, they are good products, though.
And we're scratching around trying to build up sales. And Tom, well, half the time I don't even know what he's up to. Rushing here and there.
Well, he's an energetic guy. That's good.
He's up in Shropshire 2 days this week, working on a ready meals idea.
Sounds great.
All I know is it means more milking for me.
Well, it is tough in dairy at the moment, for all of us.
I mean, I know I'm still getting a bit of a premium, but, well, there's such pressure on it. When you take the higher production costs and lower yields into account, just about wipes out any benefit.
Yeah.
Anyway, David, how are things with you?
Oh, not great, I'm afraid. You know, the sheep are doing okay and the beef's not bad, but the milk job.
Challenging? Isn't that what they say nowadays when they mean disastrous?
Yeah, it's an unmitigated challenge. You know, we're looking at paying out for a new slurry tank.
As if it's not hard enough.
Yeah, and that's to keep us in a business that's hardly paying at all. Ruth and I even considered converting to the New Zealand system.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well, I remember reading about a bloke in Cumbria who did that.
Hmm.
Trebled his return on capital, if I remember rightly.
Yeah, if it's the guy I'm thinking of, he had to get rid of his sheep to do it. And that's what we'd have to do too.
Oh, yeah, I suppose you would. Bigger herd, graze more extensively.
Well, that's why we decided against it in the end. You know, sheep have been making us money. It'd take a brave man to let that go.
Yeah.
And Pip's so keen on them as well. She's got a lot of bright ideas about marketing them better.
Going for the New Zealand system wouldn't help with the dairy side of your beef production either.
Exactly.
Not the sort of genetics you'd need to make it work.
No, wrong sort of beast entirely.
Yeah. That's a tricky one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You can tell how bad it is. I normally wouldn't dream of talking about private business stuff like this.
Yeah, well, sometimes that's all you can do.
Yeah, but moaning is not going to get us out of this hole, is it?
Oh, you made a start then.
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Don't like the colour.
Well, it's the one you chose, Tracy.
It's a lot greener than I thought.
Greener?
It's making me feel ill.
That's down to the colour of your drinks last night, I reckon. Anyway, this is the kids' room, as long as they're happy.
Nah, I think I'm going to take it back, Neil.
Do what?
Change it for something a bit yellower.
You can't change it now. You've used some of it.
Not much. I'll pour it back.
The shop won't accept it.
They won't know.
Have you done this before?
Might have.
Well, you're not doing it again. You need to get on with this job, not go chopping and changing before you've even started.
There's plenty of time. We've got all of half term.
You've already had the best part of 2 days and you've only painted 3 square feet. At this rate, you'll still be painting at Christmas.
All right. Just don't blame me if I throw up.
Right. I need to get on with the landing.
Oh, what's this about Kylie?
What about her?
Susan was saying she's planning to visit.
Yeah. She thought it'd be nice to see your dad. After his loss, I think she wants to keep in touch a bit more than she used to.
When's she coming down?
What didn't Susan say?
Yeah, she did, but Kim Kardashian came on the telly.
Right. Well, I'm not sure myself when she's coming. A couple of weeks' time, I think.
It'd be nice to see her again. Maybe we could do something together.
What, all of us?
No, me and her.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice for you. See a film or take Brad and Chelsea to the park.
No, I was thinking to get our nails done.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that'd be... look, I really must get on.
Oh, come on.
Ah, there you are.
Oh, hiya, Pat.
Lunch is ready.
Blooming chainsaw won't start.
Well, leave it for now, can't you?
Probably the air filter.
Oh, Tony.
Well, I wanted to get that tree sorted before milking.
Why don't you ask Mike to do it already?
Oh, we can't afford it.
Well, come and have some lunch anyway.
Yeah, all right.
Do you enjoy your drink with David?
Well, yeah, I suppose it's nice to know we're not the only people with problems. Certainly not the only dairy farmers, anyway.
It was thoughtful of him, wasn't it?
What, to ask me for a drink?
No, this markets initiative.
Oh, yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah, we'll have to have a think how we can make the most of it.
Yes, maybe. One thing at a time, eh? So, what's for lunch, then?
Hey, Mum.
Oh, you're back then?
Yeah, Alfie's dad just dropped me off.
Was the film any good?
Not bad. You wouldn't have liked it.
No, it didn't sound like my sort of thing. Good for a half-term treat, though.
Yeah. Are you milking today?
Just on my way there now.
Do you want some help?
You know the answer to that's always yes, Josh.
Cool, I'll come with you.
I don't think so.
But you just said...
A change out of those clothes first.
Oh, yeah.
I'll see you in the parlour.
Okay. Oh, Mum.
What is it?
Use your rates, yeah?
If by that you mean will we up your pocket money a bit this week, then yeah, of course we will.
Awesome. I won't be long.
Okay. I'll start getting them in.
Is this enough potatoes, Pat?
How many are we?
You, me, Tom...
Helen, Tony, 5. Maybe a couple more.
Okay.
Look, when I said come to supper before the meeting, it wasn't so you could help with the cooking.
That's fine.
Hiya.
Hello.
Hi, Tom. Milking okay?
Yeah, no problems. Well, actually, there's one I need a word with Dad about. She's looking a bit lame.
No, he's in the shower.
373. Don't let me forget.
I'll try not to.
Well, he was a sleepyhead.
Henry?
Gone off, has he?
He was always asleep before I put him down. I knew it was always like that.
What's your secret, hey? Feed him Dad's whiskey. Read him the minutes of the last parish council meeting.
Oh, I took him and Rowan to the soft play place today. They really tired themselves out.
Well, I bet Sarah was grateful then if Rowan's as tired as Henry.
Well, she can return the favour sometime.
Is she having them tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm at the shop all day. Mum, what do you think? I'm planning to make more of a feature with the oils and vinegars. Team them up with the other dressing ingredients, like herbs and mustards.
Yeah, good idea.
Can I do anything else, Pat?
Well, there's some greens and leeks to chop, but I can do that.
Oh, I don't mind.
No, you sit down.
Okay, if you're sure.
Actually, I could probably put the spuds on now. Let's see how the meat's doing.
What are we having?
Oh, I'm just roasting a piece of belly pork.
Mm.
Yeah, that's not far off.
Your mum was talking about this veg thing.
Sorry?
You know, getting more British produce into the wholesale market.
Yeah, so obvious when you say it like that.
Hmm. I rang the business development manager at Felbersham Market today.
Oh, good for you, Mum.
Samuel something. He was one of the contacts that David had written down.
Any good?
Yep, he was very encouraging.
What did he have to say?
Well, there's a huge demand for British produce right now.
It's become fashionable, hasn't it?
So the idea is to capitalise on that and replace imported stuff with British. And that means the focus isn't on, you know, onions and potatoes, because they've got plenty of domestic suppliers for that sort of thing already.
So, what are they after?
Well, last year they were desperate for British tomatoes and cucumbers, apparently. But really, it's anything beyond the basics. Peppers.
Which we grow.
All the different sorts of kale, artichokes, garlic.
Garlic?
Yeah, he made a point that masses of British farms grow onions, which means they're perfectly capable of growing garlic, and yet we're importing it from China.
It's mad, isn't it? Should we open this wine while we're waiting?
Yeah, go on.
Sorry, it's not British.
Well, thanks for bringing it.
I thought we might want it for the meeting, but fancy a glass now.
Is this about Brian's dairy?
Yes, Ruth's coming around later.
Some for everyone.
Please.
Yes, please, Brenda.
Just a drop for me.
Okay.
Samuel was very hot on packaging. If we're going to do this, we need to make the Britishness much more obvious.
Plaster Union Jacks all over the boxes, you mean?
If that's what it takes.
Yeah, he was saying about an asparagus grower who went from bundles with elastic bands to proper sleeve with the name of the farm and a Union Jack. Even a colour coat to show the grade. And he started getting a premium of 50, 70 pence a bundle.
Wow.
He was organic too. Although...
What?
Well, I asked about our organic status and it doesn't seem as if it would cut much ice. Very few of the traders there deal in organics.
It's more that they're premium products and local.
Yeah.
Well, we're hearing that a lot, aren't we?
Seems a shame, though.
We've got to deal with the world as it is, Mum. Not how we'd like it to be.
I know.
So, what's the next step?
We need to visit the market and meet the traders. Samuel can introduce us to the ones who'd be interested in what we could supply.
Oh, it sounds like we might need to rethink some of our cropping for this year. What does Dad think about it?
Well...
You have spoken to him about it?
Just in passing. He was a bit busy.
Well, obviously he needs to get right on board.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot to think about.
Not just cropping, packaging redesign as well.
And we'd have to think about deliveries too, or hauliers if we start looking at other markets further afield.
It might be best to take it a bit gently. You know how he is with any sort of change.
Especially at the moment. He seems very, well, tired, I suppose.
I'm sure he'll realise what a great opportunity it is. We just need to give him time to get his head round it.
Helen, you have remembered you're doing the veg boxes this week, haven't you?
Yeah, don't worry.
Because I'm off to Shrewsbury again.
Oh, are you nearly there with the ready meals?
I think so. I've collated the responses to the samples we served at the shop the other week, so we're going to try some fine-tuning.
Oh, great.
We might have been a bit cautious with the spicy meatballs. A couple of people said they were blander than they were expecting.
Oh, you don't want to overdo it, though.
No, exactly. It's getting a balance. And although people liked it when they tried it, I'm still not quite convinced about the lasagna.
Yeah, it's a shame. It tastes so good. But it seems lasagna made with pork might be difficult to market.
So I'm thinking of going back to the sausage casserole idea.
What, ditching lasagna altogether?
I'll talk it through when I'm up there.
You will be back in plenty of time on Thursday, won't you?
Yeah.
Because Dad'll have to do the morning milking and we want him to be able to relax in the evening.
Don't you worry. We can't have him working like a dog on his birthday.
Thanks, Tom.
I'll be finishing in Shrewsbury at lunchtime, so there's plenty of time for me to get back.
And you'll be there too, won't you, Brenda, for his birthday supper?
Oh, yeah, wouldn't miss it.
I've been thinking, Mum, I'd like to make the meal.
Oh, no, that's all right.
What, have you planned to cook something in particular?
No, not really, not yet.
Well, let me do it then.
Oh, you don't have to.
I want to.
No, go on, Mum. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
I'd say yes if I were you, Pat.
Oh, all right then. Thank you.
Good. Like Tom said, Dad has seemed a bit down in the dumps recently. Let's give him a really nice celebration.
How's that last one doing?
Nearly there, I think.
Oh, we've made good time tonight. Now, while I think about it...
Yeah?
You haven't forgotten it's Pip's birthday on Friday, have you?
No.
So you've got something?
Well, sort of.
Sort of?
I mean, I haven't yet, but I will tomorrow.
You make sure you do, Josh. She never forgets yours.
I know.
But what were you saying about Alfie's dad?
Oh, yeah, in the car. He was asking me what I want to be when I grow up, and I said a dairy farmer.
Not just a farmer?
No, a dairy farmer, like you and Dad.
Yeah.
And Grandad and Great-Grandad.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful. Carrying the tradition on.
Alfie wants to be a forensic scientist, and his dad works in an office or something, and his dad worked down a mine. How weird is that?
Well, most people probably don't have the same job as their parents.
Yeah, it's nicer if you do, though. Sort of feels right.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get these girls out and the place washed down. I'm due at Bridge Farm at 8.
Oh, are you going to this promises auction on Pancake Day?
Oh, yeah. Have you heard the latest offer?
Yeah, what's that?
According to Dad, Will Grundy said he'll set mole traps for someone. It's a bit specialist, though, isn't it?
A lot of the promises are.
I've got my eye on one in particular.
Oh, yeah? Which one?
Harry the Milkman.
Oh, that was the hot topic in the shop.
Oh.
4 hours of his time, isn't it?
As long as it's in the garden, yeah.
Ah, you've got a competitor.
Oh, I've got plenty. Everyone seems to be after him.
Including Sabrina Thwaite.
Oh, no, really?
Apparently she's willing to pay handsomely.
Oh, well, I've got no chance, have I? She's loaded.
And desperate.
Desperate?
No, I didn't mean that. What's the word? Determined.
No, you might have been right the first time. Oh, hi, Ruth.
Hello.
Come on in.
What's so funny?
Oh, nothing. We were just talking about the promises auction for Britain in Bloom.
Oh, yeah. I'm hoping to bid for Harry Mason.
Oh, not you as well.
Why not?
He's a bit of a hot ticket, apparently.
I thought we could dig over our veg plot.
What would David say about Dishy Harry sweating in your garden?
Not much. He'd probably be delighted someone was doing it.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Which is more than I can say for a week on Friday when Borchester Land meet their public. A glass of wine, Ruth?
No, thanks, sir. Better not.
Juice? Elderflower?
Elderflower would be lovely.
Okay.
I think we should have a good turnout. I've been talking to everyone I meet about it.
How's the online petition doing?
Oh, pretty good. Well into three figures last time I looked.
Oh, great.
Oh, I spoke to my friend at the Echo today. They're going to run a piece this Thursday about the meeting, and she said she'd mention the petition in that.
Brilliant.
That should encourage more people to sign. There you are, Ruth.
Thanks.
She couldn't guarantee they'd send someone to the meeting, but they'll see what they can do.
Well, that's fantastic, Brenda. Well done.
Mm.
At the weekend, I got a bit of time to get a letter off to all the councillors on the planning committee. I did copies for you.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, yeah, this is good.
Well, I hope it summarises the main points against.
Very powerful, Pat.
So, I thought what we should do tonight is plan our strategy for the meeting.
I've been wondering who's going to be speaking for the Borchester Land side.
Brian, certainly, I'd have thought.
He is the chairman.
I tell you who I'm worried about.
Who's that?
If Debbie turns up. Oh, you know how Brian can have that attitude.
You silly little thing, you just don't understand.
Exactly. That might play into our hands.
But Debbie's much
more... Oh, she comes over better, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Still, there's not much we can do about it. We just need to make sure we're fully prepared, whoever they field.
I've been wondering about Adam.
Well, he won't be speaking for them.
No, I mean, given how opposed he is, he's right at the heart of it and he thinks it's a bad idea. That's a very strong argument on our side.
It'd be great if he'd stand up and say something at the meeting.
Mm. It's difficult though, isn't it? Much as I'd like to rub Brian's nose in it.
At the very least, if he was there.
I'd certainly like to have it up our sleeve if we need it.
OK, I'll speak to him and strongly encourage him to be at the meeting.
Great.
Well, there's no hiding from it after all. This plan has split the family.
I've got to hand it to you, Neil. You're a dab hand with a paintbrush.
Yeah, well, I've had plenty of practice over the years.
And you're a fast worker too.
Need to be, Bert.
Got a lot else on.
Is that it, then? Have you nearly finished up here?
Yep. Just this last bit of skirting.
Oh, Grace has still only done one wall in the kiddies' bedroom.
Well, that's her lookout. I did tell her she needs to get on with it.
Of course, she has got her hands full. What with it being half term.
Oh, I thought that was the point. Weren't they going to be helping, seeing as it's their bedroom?
No, that didn't end happy.
Oh?
Just as well it were emulsion. We'd never have got that much gloss out of Chelsea's hair.
Oh, a bit slapdash, was she?
No, it were Brad. Tried to use her as a paintbrush.
Oh. Well, I think that's it, you know. The very last stroke.
Smashing. You've done a lovely job, Neil.
Well, thanks.
Warms my heart, it does, the way everyone's rallied round.
Everyone?
Don't know what I'd have done. I really don't.
Oh. Well, you're welcome, Bert. Okay, well, I'll just get this brush in some turps and then I'm off to the parish council meeting.
All right, oh.
I'll come back afterwards to take the masking tape off and then I'm out of here.
Well, well, fancy seeing you here.
All right.
You look very smart, Will.
Well, you know, got to make an effort on Valentine's Day.
You're for a meal or something?
Yeah, on our way to the Feathers.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, they're doing a special four-course Valentine's meal with champagne.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, aren't I lucky? Oh, there's something else as well, but I don't know what it is.
Oh.
Haven't you told her yet?
No, shh.
How do you know?
Will did mention it to me.
Oh, what's this?
Well, Will's been hinting all day about some surprise, but well, he's already given me a present. But
oh, the earrings. Oh, very glam.
Yeah, you really is spoiling me, aren't you?
Well, first Valentine's as a married couple. You got it, haven't you?
Yeah, after this you can coast for the next 30 years.
Don't you dare.
No, not much chance of that.
You offer a meal too?
Well, sort of.
We're doing it low-budget style-y.
With still saving for the business.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We've just been to rent a DVD.
Oh, I love that one.
Oh, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah, we turns up the restaurant and gets all the words wrong.
Now it's on to the double happiness.
Oh, you decided on Chinese, then?
Alice's choice.
Yeah, we're going to take it back home.
Oh, lovely. Cosy takeaway in front of the telly.
Mm. You sure you wouldn't rather be doing that?
Well, once you put the table on, I suppose we ought to see it through now. I'll put up with it, I suppose.
Roses for the lovely ladies.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll have one. How much?
£4, boss.
Right, there you go.
That's
for you, Mrs. Grundy.
Well.
How about you, sir?
Well.
No way. Not this year.
You sure?
Yeah, definitely. Keep your money in your pocket.
So, Jim, if you write to Environmental Health and let us know the outcome. Right. Jubilee celebrations. Linda, you wanted to talk about this.
Yes, thank you, Neil. In particular, I'm very keen that Ambridge should have one of the beacons that will be lit on the evening of the 4th of June. Now, this booklet gives the full details. Pass that one to Richard, could you, Audrey? The hope is that there'll be 2,012 beacons that night.
That's a lot, isn't it?
Says here there were 1,800 for the Golden Jubilee.
Well, the beacons will be lit from 10 o'clock. We'll each be notified of our exact time. And the Queen will light hers in London at 10:30.
Ah, the National Beacon.
Precisely.
Oh, there's a job, look.
What's that?
Pageant Master. Not many of those about.
Well, I do like to consider myself Ambridge's own unofficial pageant master.
Or mistress.
Quite.
Well, a very good job you do, Linda.
Oh, thank you. Neil, now I'm assuming that we'd all like a bonfire beacon on Lakey Hill, as we did for the last Jubilee.
And for the silver one too.
Yes. But I did want to check whether the church was planning to have one of these gas-fired beacons on the tower.
It hasn't come up at the PCC, has it, Neil?
No. I imagine we'll just go with a village beacon.
Oh, good. So, if everyone's happy for me to progress the matter,
yeah.
I'll ask David Archer if he'll give us permission to use Lakey Hill.
Or I could.
That's all right, Jill.
He is my son, and I'm sure he'd be happy about it.
No, as I am, as it were, beacon master.
Mistress.
Or indeed, mistress. Yes, I think it best if we go through official channels.
Very well, as you wish.
Now, what about building the thing?
Well, now, while I'll be happy to mastermind the general arrangements for the Ambridge Beacon, I would hope to delegate the actual construction to someone with the appropriate skills.
I'd have thought Mike would be the logical choice.
Oh, he builds the Guy Fawkes bonfire every year.
Absolutely, that's just who I had in mind. So I'll speak to Mike?
Mm. Yes.
Good, thank you, Neil.
So, other than the beacon, how else should we mark the occasion?
We weren't thinking of a pageant ourselves, were we?
Oh, I hadn't thought so. Linda?
Well, of course, I'd be delighted to organise something. I do wonder if it might clash with the national celebration.
Mm. Isn't there something at Windsor Castle?
Oh, that's a few weeks before.
On Sunday, there's the Thames pageant.
Yeah, the Bull's going to have a big screen up for that.
When is it on?
It's from 2:30, I think.
So we'd want something before or afterwards.
Well, with the tradition of street parties, why don't we have some sort of lunch event?
Where, though?
Well, it doesn't have to be on the street. The Green's the ideal place.
Oh,
a sort of picnic lunch.
Yeah. What do people think? So, Jill, would you be happy to take charge of that?
Certainly.
Do you and Audrey want to come up with some ideas and bring them to the next meeting?
Fine. Maybe we could have the maypole up for the day.
Ah, that's the sort of thing. Where is the maypole?
Under the stage.
Great. Huh. Right. Next item. Rather more serious, this one. Planning applications. Proposal for a dairy unit on the Barrow Estate from Borchester Land.
Here we are.
Oh, lovely. Oh, it smells so good.
Are you starving?
I am. I've lined the DVD up.
Great. Mind your glass.
Oh, sorry.
There we go. Feast for two.
Oh, Chris.
What?
The decorations. Where did they come from?
Made them myself.
Oh, they're beautiful. Just like a real oriental restaurant. Is this...
Carved from a carrot?
I didn't know you could do this.
Nor did I till I looked it up on the internet.
It must have taken you ages.
I did eat a lot of raw carrot before I got it right.
Well, it's gorgeous. Much better than some overpriced hothouse rose wrapped in cellophane.
Oh, I'm glad you think so.
No, I do.
Ready to watch this film then?
Yeah, I am.
Thank you.
Oh my God!
Looks pretty impressive, doesn't it?
It's a work of art.
Well, if it tastes as good as a starter did.
Oh, I've never seen anything like it, at least not on a plate.
More champagne, madame?
Oh, well...
What is it?
Well, we haven't said who's driving home. I mean, I'm happy to, but I'd better not have any more.
No need to worry about that.
You mean you'll drive? Oh, no, Will.
No, neither of us is driving.
Are we going to get a taxi?
We're going to stay here. I've booked us a room.
Well...
Yeah, Mum's going to sleep at ours tonight and look after the kids till we get back in the morning.
Oh, that's the surprise.
Yep.
Oh, I'd no idea. I never expected anything like that.
Oh, are you pleased then?
Please doesn't come close, but...
What?
My things. I haven't brought any toiletries or spare clothes.
All in the car.
How?
I packed you a bag. Mum helped. Hope we put the right things in.
Oh, Will... Can't believe it. I'm being thoroughly spoiled today.
No, you're not. Nothing could spoil you. You're perfect.
Yeah, see you, Oliver.
Bye. Neil, you can't surely be in favour of this monstrosity.
Well, like I said earlier, it's not about my opinion. I'm just saying Borchester Land have got a right to be heard.
Yes, well, of course they have. We'll hear what they have to say, just as they have a place on the village website to make their case.
Exactly. There is an argument for this sort of unit.
Only a financial one. Jill, you'll be coming to the public meeting, won't you?
I certainly plan to.
Anyway, I've got to get off. I need to collect some things from number six. Thanks for this evening. Good meeting.
Thank you, Neil.
Bye.
Bye.
Pat rang me earlier, G'ing me up. I was going to be there anyway.
Well, yes, I really think it's vital that anyone opposed to this plan, which is really anyone who cares a jot about animals or the environment, needs to be there. Borchester Land have money and resources on their side. We need to match them, if we can.
Yeah, Neil, you done a champion job.
You said, Bert.
Thanks.
No, thank you. Transformed this place you have. I'd never have thought it possible.
Should do you for a good few years now.
Oh, he'll see me out, I reckon.
There's plenty of life in you yet.
Maybe. There is just one thing.
Oh, yeah?
What with my lovely new bathroom and the bedrooms painted and my room downstairs, with everything else looking so grand.
Everything else?
The whole.
What about it?
Well, I can't help thinking it's made it look really dingy. I mean, in comparison, like...
So, because the rest of it looks nice, you're saying...
Well, don't you think it could do with a lick of paint?
Well, it's a case of where do you draw the line, isn't it?
Oh, shame to spoil the ship for Aberth Tar. And you have got some of that cream emulsion left, ain't you?
So you'd like me to paint the hall?
See me out proper, that would.
All right, then.
You're a good lad, Neil.
But that's it, then. Definitely.
Oh, that was so lovely. This has been just perfect.
Really? Sure you wouldn't rather be in a fancy hotel like Will and Nick? Four-poster bed, power shower, mini bar?
Not one little bit.
Trouser press?
Nope. All I need for a good time is right here.
You know, Alice, I feel the same.
I love you.
I love you too.
What time did Freddy say he'd be here?
He texted me about 10 minutes ago to say he was setting off.
Oh, right.
Is it still okay for me to ride Toppet?
Yes, of course. Alistair?
Yep?
Are you going anywhere near Home Farm today?
I'm off to Pennyhasset later this morning.
Oh, good.
Why?
Would you do me a favour?
What's that?
I've had a recipe book of Jennifer's for ages now and I really ought to return it.
You want me to drop it into her?
Oh, would you mind?
No. Where is it?
It's in the kitchen, in front of the microwave.
No problem.
Thanks. Say hi from me.
Will do.
So where are you and Freddy planning to go for your hack?
Church Spinney, then over Grange Farm land, down to Green Spinney.
And do be careful where you cross between Slowcroft and Claverley.
The ditch? Yeah, I know.
There's quite a drop into the top end of Claverley.
It's okay, don't worry. Freddy's jumped it before.
Has he?
A couple of weeks ago.
Gosh.
He's really coming on, you know.
Yes, he is.
You should have seen him, Mum. Wasn't a bit scared.
No, he's quite fearless as a rider. He gets that from your Uncle Nigel.
I'd never have dared do a jump like that. Not when I was 12.
Well, just remember, he is only 12.
I will.
Oh, I'd better take this.
I'll go and tack up Topper.
Make sure you keep within Freddy's limits.
I know.
And not the other way round. Mr. Stevens. How are you?
Adam.
Brian.
I'm glad I've caught you. I haven't seen you for a couple of days.
No. Well, I've been busy.
Of course.
Was there something you wanted?
Well, I was wondering if you'd made a start on spraying off the stubble from last year yet.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
No, I wasn't criticizing.
Today's only the 15th. So I couldn't have started any earlier than yesterday in any case.
Well, obviously.
And it's forecast rain for later, so where's the hurry? The ground's not nearly warm enough to start drilling peas.
Brian!
What's the matter?
Don't go without your mobile.
Oh.
Oh, you left it on the kitchen table.
Oh, thanks.
Off out?
Yes. Annabelle and I have a meeting with the District Council planning officers.
Ah, I see.
Adam,
darling.
It's okay, Mum, it's okay. You'll want all your ammunition ready to face the village next week, won't you?
It's nothing of the sort.
No?
This is just routine.
And is Debbie coming over for the village meeting?
Well, I don't know yet.
Well, we're hoping she will. It would be lovely if she could stay on for a few days, don't you think?
Right. I expect all interested parties will want to be there.
And here comes your saddle. That's it. Good lad.
Daniel?
Yeah? There we go.
I'm sorry, darling, but you'll have to take that off.
Oh, really? Why?
That was Topper's owner on the phone.
Oh, is he coming over to ride him then?
No, he's bringing a potential buyer for him.
Okay. Who?
Oh, a chap who hunts in Gloucestershire, I think he said.
And they're coming now?
Well, they'll be here in an hour or so, so there's no time to take Topper out, I'm afraid.
Okay. Good boy. I'll ride Popcorn instead.
Yeah, all right.
It's okay, Mum. I don't mind which horse I ride. It doesn't matter, does it?
No, not a bit.
Morning, Adam.
Oh, hi, Alistair.
Don't know if you've been up at Longwood today.
No.
There's a tree down at the edge, just up the rise there.
Oh, okay.
It's not blocking the road or anything, but it's brought down a bit of fencing.
Right, okay, I'll deal with it.
I'm just on my way back from Pennyhasset. Nasty gash on a horse.
Right. Got it fixed up okay?
Yeah, yeah. Barbed wire, apparently. Well, the lambs are looking good.
Yeah, there's one. I just wanted to check her foot.
Oh, yeah, there, look.
Yeah, that's her.
Do you want a hand?
If you've got a minute.
Yeah, of course.
If you go around that side.
Come on, girl. That's it. This way. Grab her now. Yep. Got her.
Now.
So, what did you and Ian get up to last night?
Last night? Let me just see.
For Valentine's Day? Got up for a meal somewhere?
Oh, no.
Oh, well, you had a quiet one then. Like Chris and Alice.
I've no idea what they did. Oh, I think this is going to be fine. It'll heal.
Yeah. Yeah, I reckon so. Off you go, then. So, Chris said he and Alice had a Chinese takeaway and a DVD. Said it was perfect, and he seemed genuine about it. So, what about you?
Ian was working.
Oh, that's a pity.
It's just how it is.
Yeah, well, I suppose he can't have every holiday off, can he? They're his busiest times. Anyway, is Jennifer in, do you know?
I don't, sorry.
Shuler asked me to drop in a book of hers.
You can give it to me if you like. I'll pass it on.
Oh, okay. Cheers.
It's okay. And thanks for your help.
What's for lunch?
Just a quick spag bol.
Oh, great. I'm starving.
Oh, hurry up, darling. You're letting all the heat out.
Sorry.
Is Freddy eating with us?
No. He said to say thanks, but he went home.
So how did you get on?
We gapped a lot of it. The crown was perfect this morning. Popcorn loves a good run, doesn't he?
Yes. How did Freddy do?
He was fine, even when Casper got a bit spooked.
Oh?
It was nothing really. He just shied a bit at a Chinese lantern flapping in a hedge.
Oh, they're a menace.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, what's this?
Oh, just saying about our hack this morning. I thought Casper might rear, but Freddy was in control. He pulled Casper's head round, then when he calmed him down, he walked him past the lantern a couple of times to show him it wasn't a threat.
Good for Freddy.
Yeah. Oh, that smells good.
How was your morning, Alistair?
Fine. Have you got any crisps, Mum?
No. Did you call in at Home Farm?
Yeah.
How was Jennifer?
Well, it was Adam I saw. He seemed totally fed up.
I'm not surprised.
He didn't say anything, but it's obvious this business with Brian's really getting him down.
Whose are these pistachio nuts?
Don't snack, Daniel, please. This won't take long at all.
All right. Mum, what happened with Mr. Stevers and Topper this morning?
Oh,
Is the man from Gloucestershire buying him?
Oh, Stevers brought a buyer down, did he?
Yes, but he isn't selling to the chap from this morning.
What put him off?
In a manner of speaking, I did.
How?
Once the chap had left, I made Danny a better offer.
You did? Brilliant. So Topper's staying here?
Yes.
Oh, wow, that's great news.
Daniel, are you getting washed and changed before lunch?
Oh, yeah, better.
Do it now, would you?
Okay.
Shula?
I know.
I thought I made it clear how I felt about this.
I'm sorry.
There's no place for Topper as one of the stable's horses.
I think there is.
But you've just ignored everything I said.
No, I didn't ignore it. I thought about it.
He's far too big for any of your young learners to ride. Almost of your adult riders come to that.
Daniel likes riding him, you heard him.
There are plenty of horses Daniel can ride.
I like riding Topper. I'll be riding him too, okay?
Look, Shula, of course I understand that you don't want to see Topper go. He was Nigel's horse, and it's been great for Freddy to have him in livery here.
Yes, it has. It's been very important for
him. But we can't afford to buy and keep Topper ourselves. Surely you can see that.
No, actually, I can't.
With the way things are for us at the moment.
What is this, us and ourselves?
What do you mean?
It's not we, Alistair. It's me. The stables is my business.
Oh, now you're just splitting hairs.
No, I'm not. I don't go around telling you how to run your practice.
Yes, you do.
Oh. This is getting us nowhere.
Well, we agree on something, then.
Oh, it's done now, anyway. Danny Stevers has accepted my offer, and I'm not going back on it. Now, how much spaghetti shall I cook?
Oh, goodness. Completely forgotten I'd lent that to Shula.
Shall I put it with the others on the shelf?
No. Leave it on the table, would you?
Okay.
And I'll have a good look at it this afternoon. See if I can find something delicious to inspire me.
Why? Are you having a dinner party?
No. Well, I thought perhaps you and Ian and Alice and Christopher might come over for Sunday lunch.
Mum.
No, is Ian free on Sunday?
I don't know.
And I can invite a few other people as well, if you'd like.
Jenny! I don't think so, Mum.
Oh, darling.
Thanks for the thought.
Oh, Adam.
I was just leaving.
And what about lunch today, I mean?
Thanks, but I got a sandwich at the ball earlier.
Oh.
I'll see you later.
Right, bye, darling.
How much longer is this going to last?
I don't know.
The cold shoulder every time I come in the room. He barely looks me in the eye. And the only time he'll speak to me is about the day-to-day farm business.
Oh, dear.
And those conversations become almost monosyllabic, unless he's snapping my head off.
Why? I mean, what have you been arguing about?
I wasn't arguing. I asked him about spraying, but he immediately jumped to the wrong conclusion.
But what did you say?
It was just a simple question. Just to try a bit of rapprochement, really. But he took it the wrong way.
Oh, have you eaten?
Yeah. Annabelle and I got a quick bite at the old mill after the meeting of the district council. I could murder a decent cup of coffee, though.
Yeah, how did the meeting go?
Oh, it's fine. They made us jump through a few hoops, just so we didn't get the idea they were total pushover, you know what they're like.
Yes.
But it was nothing Annabelle and I couldn't handle.
Oh, that's good.
No, it's the Environment Agency we need to watch out for.
Oh?
Yeah, they'll be a lot harder to satisfy. So I've commissioned a further assessment of the risks of accidental pollution.
Oh, was that necessary?
Absolutely. We need to make sure we're fireproof.
Oh, yes, I suppose so.
I mean, Adam was spot on, saying we wanted to have as much ammo as possible for next week's village meeting.
Yes, you're right, he was. Do you want a mug or a cup, Brian? Brian?
But that crack he made about all interested parties wanting to attend. Jenny, do you think he might be coming himself?
Oh,
That's a fine-looking piece of meat.
Isn't it? Brookfield's best.
So go on, Helen, what's it going to be?
Beef Wellington.
Oh, Dad loves that.
That's what I thought. Right, let that cool.
Anything I can do?
No, Mum, I said this is your treat as well.
Well, could I chop the mushrooms, maybe?
It's all in hand. That's why I finished at the shop early today. But you've still got work in the dairy.
Oh, yes.
Well, there you go, then. Leave it to me. I'm enjoying myself.
All right, if you're sure.
Afternoon.
Ah, the wanderer returns.
Hi, Tom.
Dad hasn't started the milking, has he?
No, he knows you're going to do it.
Oh, good.
I think he's in the packing shed.
How'd it go in Shrewsbury?
Brilliant. We're just about there with the ready meals now.
Great.
I've got some samples in the car. And I've got masses of ideas for the next launch. You need to get busy, Helen.
I am busy.
I don't mean this instant. But we're going to need lots of cheese.
Oh, I'm already planning plenty for tasting.
Yeah, but we need to be able to supply orders immediately as well.
Well, assuming we get orders on the spot, I suppose.
You too, Mum.
Sorry?
You need to be thinking of some more ice cream and yoghurt flavours.
Really? What for?
Look, I'd better get to the parlour. I'll tell you more about it later, OK?
Well,
he's all fired up, isn't he?
He certainly is. Well, if you're absolutely sure you don't need any help...
Absolutely.
I'll get on myself. Although...
What?
How about... When I'm down in the dairy, why don't I pick Henry up?
Well,
it does look as if you've got your hands full here.
That would be helpful.
It's working well, isn't it, this arrangement?
Yeah, it is. Obviously, I miss him so much when he's with Sarah.
Oh, you do.
But it does mean I can really focus on work when I need to. And then I can properly concentrate on Henry when we're together.
You have to, really. It's so difficult when you're distracted. You don't do justice to work or family.
And I have still got the cake to ice.
You're icing a cake?
Of course. Got to have a birthday cake.
Iced, though?
So, yes, Mum, thanks. That would be a real help.
Well, did you not like it? Was it too heavy on the cumin?
No, it was lovely, Ian. Just, you know.
Things on your mind?
Have you seen The Echo today?
Not yet, no.
There's an article in it about next week's meeting.
Well, it's not surprising. Controversial mega dairy, it's a big story for them.
Yeah, they mentioned the online petition as well.
Yeah, I'll expect that'll pull a few more signatures in.
Probably. I just don't know whether to go or not.
Well, when is it?
Week tomorrow. Pat's very keen I should be there. And in a way, I feel I should. There are such important principles at stake. But the trouble is, if I do go, then all the aunties are going to want me to line up with them.
You are auntie.
Sure. And you know how strongly I feel about it, but speaking out in front of everyone...
It won't be very comfortable.
Yeah, it's one thing telling them what I think face to face. It's another doing it publicly.
As you know to your cost.
Yeah. The atmosphere at Home Farm's poisonous enough already. If I end up sounding off about it to the whole village...
Well, it certainly isn't going to make things any better.
You're a sleepy boy, aren't you?
Are we expecting royalty or something?
What do you mean?
Well, the best crockery, posh cutlery. Looks like you've been preparing for a special occasion.
It is a special occasion. He's 61 once. Isn't he, Henry?
It's not like it's a major birthday or anything. You shouldn't have gone to all this trouble, Helen.
Of course I should. We think you're worth it, don't we, Mum?
Of course we do.
Ooh, this looks posh.
Yeah, I was just saying.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Oh, thanks, Tom.
You've scrubbed up well.
Yeah, well, I did think about coming down in my overalls, but...
Where's Brenda?
Sends her apologies.
Oh, no.
No, she is coming. She's been working on an urgent proposal all day, and she's had computer trouble.
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah, the document corrupted. So she had to start again from scratch. She reckons another 30, 40 minutes. She said to start without her.
All right. Well, I suppose we could have the starter, and then she'll probably be here in time for the main course.
Yeah. Shrewsbury was great, Dad.
Was it? You got the ready meal sorted?
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, yeah. I was going to say about the spring flavours, Mum.
Spring flavours?
That's what they recommended. Refreshing the yoghurt and ice cream lines with something that's appropriate for the time of year. So we've got something new for the launch.
Rhubarb, still in season.
And there's Blossom, I suppose.
Well, I thought we'd had the launch.
No, Dad.
Oh, the other week at the shop.
This is the one at the cafe in Felpersham.
Next month?
Oh, yes, yes, of course.
We're going to have lots of buyers there. It'll be bigger.
Yeah, retail and food services from all over the Midlands.
Yes, I remember.
And now the ready meals are sorted.
Are you going for the sausage casserole?
Oh, yeah. Just you wait till you try it.
Tom, Helen, it's wonderful you're so enthusiastic about this, but maybe
oh,
we could...
Yep, sorry. This is your day, Dad.
No, that's all right.
Why don't you open your present?
Well, should we wait until Brenda gets here?
Yeah, if you like.
So, are we ready for the starter?
Oh, I am. I'm starving.
You're in for a treat, Tony, I can tell you.
Oh. All right, then. But before he goes to bed, someone wants to wish their granddad many happy returns.
Oh, look at him. Not a care in the world.
Happy birthday, granddad.
Oh, you're all right, aren't you, Henry?
Oh, dear. I don't think I should have finished yours. But, I mean, there's another danger as well, isn't there?
What?
Well, it's what the story might become.
Sorry, Ian, I don't follow.
Well, the story you want everyone to come away with is mega dairy, bad for cows, bad for farming, bad for the environment, like you said on the radio.
Yeah.
Well, the trouble is, I mean, people just love a family row, as long as it's in someone else's family.
You think if I go to the meeting...
Well, you know what the press are like. I mean, I assume they're going to be there.
It's a big local story.
I could see them being more interested in the family split than about the issues, and then the story becomes about something else.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone wants that.
Sorry about that. The proposal's just printing out now, so Brenda won't be long.
Oh, should we put some on a plate for her?
Oh, no. Looks like there's plenty.
Didn't want to be short.
Not much chance of that.
It's absolutely delicious, Helen. Mm. Isn't it, Tony?
Mm. Oh, yes, it's lovely. Well done, love.
What were you saying, Tom, about Matt?
Oh, yeah. He called round yesterday.
To you?
No, next door, number 3.
Oh, Ilona and...
Daryl. Brenda says he wanted to offer Daryl some work.
What does he do for a living?
Well, he's a chippy by trade, but I get the impression he turns his hand to most things.
Well, they have to nowadays, don't they?
Amside, I've got a few odd jobs in some of the properties they rent out. Maintenance stuff, you know.
Oh, didn't he mend something for Peggy the other week? A kitchen cupboard?
Yes, yes. I told her I could do it. Don't know why she had to get someone in.
Well, she knows you're busy. I expect Daryl was glad of the work.
Definitely. I don't think he's found it easy since he came to the area.
Not that there can be much work from Amside. Not if it's just odd jobs.
No. But it's a start, isn't it? Mm. And maybe he'll get more work out of it in the future.
Oh, sorry, that's me. I'll, Oh, it's Adam.
Oh, answer it if you want, Pat.
Well, are you sure?
Yes, of course.
All right, I'll take it through to the kitchen. Hello, Adam.
Evening, Pat. I hope this isn't an inconvenient time. You're not eating?
Well, we are, actually, but it's really not a problem.
Oh, it's Tony's birthday, isn't it? I'm so sorry, I should have thought.
No, really.
Shall I ring back later or tomorrow?
Oh, it's fine, Adam. What can I do for you?
Well, it's about the meeting next week.
Yes?
I know why you want me there, and I really am torn about it, but... After a lot of thought, I've decided it's probably best if I don't attend.
I see. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I know you'll be disappointed, but I do think it'll actually be better for the opposition if I'm not there.
Sorry, but I don't really see how. Given your expertise as a local farmer, your opinions will carry a lot of weight.
But I'm not just a local farmer. I'm Brian's stepson too. And that's what I'm afraid people will get hung up on. Especially the press. We don't want them focusing on the family feud aspect.
I can see that's a possibility.
It It's already been a bit of a sideshow.
Yeah.
We don't want it becoming the main event.
Are you sure about this, Adam?
Yeah, I am.
Well, I respect your decision.
Rest assured that I'll still be pushing my point of view behind the scenes.
Thank you.
Anyway, I'd better let you get back to Tony's birthday supper. Is he having a nice time?
Oh, yes. Lovely, thanks.
I'll give him my best, and Ian's.
Yeah, thank you. Bye then.
How'd she take it?
Not pleased. She said she understood, but...
Well, you've told her now.
Am I just being a wuss, Ian?
What? No.
For all I dress it up, is it really because I can't bear the thought of any more unpleasantness between Brian and me, especially in public?
Not at all. It's the right decision.
If you say so.
It is. And look, if you like, I'm happy to go along in the night.
Would you?
Yeah. I'll sort my shifts out. I'll listen to everything that's said and report back to you. Be your spy in the camp.
That'll be good. Thanks.
No problem.
I tell you one thing we need to do, Dad.
What's that?
Tidy the place up a bit.
Tom.
Well, the farm?
Yeah.
Why? There's nothing wrong with it. Nothing unsafe.
No, of course not. But it needs to look really good for the launch. Well,
I thought you said the launch was in Felpersham, in March.
Yeah, but we want some photos.
Oh, good Lord. Haven't we had enough photos taken of the place?
And we really need a video, don't we, Helen?
Yes, that would be useful.
Well, if you want to have a tidy up, I'm not going to stop you.
Yeah, the trouble is, I've got a hell of a lot on between now and then. It's only a few weeks away now, so I was wondering if you could do some of it.
Oh, Tom!
I bet it's stuff you've been meaning to do for ages.
Oh, maybe, but there's only so many hours in the day.
Oh, no, you're not talking about business again, are you?
I was just saying...
No, let's make it a business-free zone for the rest of the evening.
Yes, good idea.
Brenda's here. And, Helen, haven't you got a cake for the birthday boy?
Here I am.
Oh, that was quick.
Yeah, I just opened a tin of soup.
Were you sure you had enough time to eat it?
Yeah, no problem. You can get back to... What was it?
Slurry spreading. I'll just do these navels, but... Sir, you'll be all right for the rest of the afternoon?
No problem.
Bert's booked for 5, so we can give you a proper birthday celebration after you get cleaned up.
Okay, cool.
When's Spencer collecting you?
8.
And you're staying in Felpersham after the club?
Yeah, at Olivia's.
Oh, good.
Oh, Dad?
Yeah?
I've been thinking about lambing.
Uh-huh.
What do you think about letting people come and see it?
Who?
Well, consumers, members of the public.
Oh.
They watch it on television, don't they? It's very popular.
Yeah, I suppose.
So, through Hassett Hills, we could invite people to come and see it in action. Is it that boring an idea?
No, I'm just tired.
It's a bit early for that.
Yeah, I'm just not sleep...
Sorry?
No, nothing. So, lambing as a kind of tourist attraction. Could be interesting.
How about this one? It's a bit lame.
It's a village shop, Josh. If he'd want you to get her a cool card, you should have done it when you were in town.
I know.
It's not like she's suddenly decided she's going to have a birthday on the spur of the moment. It's this day every year.
Don't go on.
And God knows what present you're going to get her.
Tin of beans?
Not funny.
Oh, hello, Ruth.
Morning.
Hi, Uncle Brian.
Josh, buying a card, are you?
Yeah, for Pip.
Yes, me too. Well, not for Pip. I expect Jenny.
Yeah, she has.
Good. No, it's a sympathy card I want. Martin Gibson's lost his mother. Well, you probably don't know him.
On the Borchester Land Board?
Oh, you do?
There's not much to choose from.
No. This one looks fine. Oh, I'm sure it'll do. I'll see you then. Give Pip our best.
Yeah, we will.
This is the sort of thing I mean.
What?
All this clutter.
There's nothing wrong with it, Tom.
It just doesn't look very
inviting.
It's a farmyard, not a hotel foyer. It's a working environment.
But it's more than that, Dad. People want to be comfortable about where their food comes from.
Why do you have to take photos of this bit anyway?
Well, it would frame the house really nicely. If we could just get the mankier stuff out of sight.
We'll need to get it out again come harvest.
And repaint that wall.
Oh, paint as well?
Well, hell, look at it. It's all peeling. It's like a, you know, a metaphor. If people see that, they might think maybe we don't care enough about the food we produce.
Well, they can think what they damn well like.
Dad?
If they're stupid enough to confuse being a painter and decorator with being a farmer, then I don't know why we'd bother.
It's just the way things are nowadays. Trust me.
I just can't see where I'm going to find the time.
Look, I've got a couple of meetings now, potential clients. So shall we talk about this when I get back?
If you want.
Okay. And there's a few other things I want to pass by you as well.
Looked at me like I'd just walked dog muck into the place.
Oh, I'm sure it wasn't like that.
You weren't there, Jenny. It's bad enough being treated like a pariah on my own farm.
Oh, now you really are exaggerating.
That's what it feels like.
Well, I know things are touchy with Adam at the moment, but...
That son of yours can sulk for England.
Andy and Jeff are fine with you, aren't they?
Now I can't even show my face in the village without being treated like a leper.
Oh.
I mean, it's so unjust. All I'm trying to do is feed a hungry world in the most efficient way possible. That's not a bad thing, is it?
I think you need cheering up.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Freud.
I'm off to the garden centre in a minute. But why don't you come? I want something to replace that umbrella plant that Brewery fell into.
The garden centre? Mm-hmm. Not exactly the Maldives, is it?
Well, best I can offer at short notice.
Well, I've got work to do.
Nothing that wouldn't wait for an hour or so, I'm sure.
Well...
Oh, come on, darling. Change of scene will do you good.
David? David!
What?
Wake up.
Oh.
You must have dropped off.
Oh, no.
It's a bit early in Lamming to be napping in the chair.
Oh, well, it's hardly surprising, is it? Oh. This has gone cold.
And just warm it up in the microwave.
Yes, thank you, Ruth. That's what I was going to do. Trouble is, when I get to bed, I'm not sleeping properly.
You're not the only one.
I'm knackered enough.
We all are.
If I woke up in the night, I just can't seem to drop back off. I just lie there thinking.
Yeah, well, I've been thinking too. And I think we need to stop pussyfooting around.
Oh, who's pussyfooting?
It's time we faced up to reality. We need to buy that slurry tank.
Oh, it's 22 grand.
I know how much it is.
And we could buy it, and there's still no guarantee we can make money out of milk. So then we'll have put ourselves even more in the red for nothing.
In the short term, maybe.
If we don't make some hard decisions soon, there won't be a long term.
But what about Josh?
What about him?
He's got the makings of a really good dairy farmer. How's he going to feel if we snatch that away from him?
I'm not sure that we can afford to care about that.
Well, I do.
He's 14, Ruth. We can't, you know, nurse things along in case he wants a job here in 10 years' time.
But we can't choose the future of one child over another.
But we have to. You know, OK, he likes dairy, but he might just be backing the wrong horse. And so might you.
You'd better stir that before you drink it.
I will.
Look, it just seems obvious to me. We need that tank.
Yep. How can we buy it when we don't know what we're doing with the herd?
We can't possibly know.
What does that mean?
Well, things change all the time in farming. I know dairy's hard at the moment, but we will find a way.
Just saying we will doesn't make it so.
Hello, parents.
Oh, bit. Problem?
What?
In the shed?
Oh, no, the lambing's fine. Just a quick loo break, that's all.
Oh, if you need me to cover.
It's no worries, Dad. I'll just be 2 minutes.
Davey.
I know how you feel, but...
No, Pip. Whatever's going on, we mustn't let it spoil her birthday.
Well, I'm very pleased, darling. Yeah, thank you for letting me know. Mm. Bye then.
Here
good news.
Are. Well, who's that?
Debbie. She's coming over for the meeting next week.
Oh, good. And is she...
Yes, she should be able to stay on for a day or two.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So, if she's around for a few days...
A day or two.
Perhaps she and Adam will be able to have a proper talk.
I think they've had plenty of those.
And patch up their differences.
Mm, well, I wouldn't hold your breath. Not the way Adam is at the moment.
No, well, let's not talk about that now. We're here to get away from it.
Oh.
Hello, Tom.
Afternoon. Brian.
Afternoon, Tom.
What brings you here?
I've got an appointment with the cafe manager.
Oh?
Hopefully going to get my products in.
Good, yes.
And I'll make a pitch for Ambridge Organic stuff too. Ice cream, yoghurt, you know.
Well, best of luck.
Thanks. Ida, I think she's waiting for me.
Yes, don't let us keep you.
Well, it was nice to see you.
Yeah, and you?
Ye gods, is there no hiding place?
Oh, they're really sweet, Ben. Thank you.
And they've got sheep on, look.
Yes, I can see. Just the job from when I'm out in the lambing shed.
Oh, who's there now?
Bert's covering for a bit.
Right.
So, Josh?
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Josh.
There wasn't much to choose from.
Shh.
It's the thought that counts.
Happy birthday, teenager. Well, just...
Don't read it out.
It is your special day today, and that is why I mean to send fond birthday greetings to a very special teen.
Yeah, like I said, there wasn't much to choose from.
It's lovely, Josh. Thank you.
I'm not very good at wrapping presents.
I wrapped mine.
Oh, chocolates. Thank you.
I hope they're all right.
Absolutely fine, Mum. Oh, I'm having a brilliant birthday.
Well, maybe now and this evening, but you've been working all day.
That's not a problem. I love doing the lambing. I'm so lucky to have such a great job.
Yeah, well, let's hope. Anyway, I think there's one more present, isn't there, Ruth?
There certainly is. Happy birthday, Pet.
Thank you.
So is Eddie doing the milking then?
That's right.
Can I go and help him finish off?
In a minute, when Pip's opened this.
Is it... Oh, I know I put it on my list, but I never thought... Oh, there are so many apps I can get for this. Benton at uni's got the same one. Oh, it's fantastic. Thank you so much.
Oh.
You're welcome.
We're so pleased you like it. We just wanted you to have a nice day.
So, it was a successful trip then?
Yep. Perivale Garden Centre are going to give the bangers a try. And they said Mum can call round with some samples too.
What about the other place?
Well, no, I couldn't shift them. But that was smaller. Anyway, Dad.
Oh, you're not going to bend my ear about tarting the place up again, are you?
No.
Oh, good.
It's best if we do that, actually walking around, so I can show you what needs doing. I thought now would be a good time to talk about the veg.
A good time?
Well, you're not going anywhere, are you?
All right, Tom. What about it?
Okay, we need to start thinking what we can add to the range. Then, when we've done that, we need to start thinking about our packaging.
Well, there's nothing wrong with our packaging.
There is, Dad. We're all focused on organic and not emphasising British enough. That'll be key if we're going to ride out this downturn.
So, we're looking at more expense.
A bit, but it'll be worth it. And I've also been thinking about extending the polytunnels.
Extending them? Who's going to work the extra area? I'm up to my neck as it is.
Well, I've had some thoughts about that. I've roughed out some ideas. Shall I get them in a document and show them to you?
Not now.
No, of course not, but... Look, I'll sort them out over the weekend, OK?
All right, then. If you want to.
Great.